The Kevin Collins Show. Weekdays from 3 till 5 on 1340 WJOL.
I wish somebody would have told me that.
342, it's the Kevin Collins Show on 1340 WJOL. All right, I'm going to try with my phonetic spelling. Trisha Kautz.
Yeah.
Yeah, lab coordinator. She's with the Will County Health Department, but you work in the environmental lab?
Yes, I do.
All right. So tell us what the environmental lab does. It sounds very official.
We do drinking water, wastewater, and beach sampling for Will County.
Okay.
Or other counties can come to us, too.
So is the lab right down at the health department building?
It is. We're at the main office in Joliet.
All right. What kind of funky science background did you take in college?
I just have a biology degree.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's funny. My one of my daughters wants to be a vet, but she doesn't like science.
Oh.
Right. That could pose a problem when you get into college. All right, so we're getting... Now, you guys also do you do mosquito testing as well?
We do. In the summer, we put up traps throughout Will County, and we have an intern that collects the mosquitoes, brings them in, and tests them for West Nile.
How, I don't want to get too scientific here, but how does that test take place in a little mosquito? How do you do that?
They actually grind up the mosquitoes and then run them through a machine.
And it just tells you if it's West Nile or not?
It'll tell them, yes, if they have the West Nile virus or not.
How long have you been with the lab with the health department?
I've actually been there this summer 20 years.
20 years?
I started as an intern myself.
How old were you, 12 when you started?
I started as an intern myself when I was in college.
Wow. All right.
Yep.
So water, I know the city of Joliet, they test their own water. And I think the village of Roma, they test their... What water do you guys test?
We would be testing anybody who is on a well. So we suggest, because there is no city testing their water for them, we suggest that they at least do bacteria testing every year. We do nitrate testing, fluoride, and hardness samples if they're going to put in a water softener.
Is there any county ordinance that they have to have their water tested?
There is not. Sometimes when somebody's closing for a home, the lending institution will require a bacteria and a nitrate test, but there's...
And you think about that, especially if some of them have been in the ground for a long, long time.
Yes.
I grew up on a farm, and I was used to going to school smelling like kind of rotten eggs with that sulfur smell.
Yes.
I just got really used to that and the taste of the water. You got used to it.
Yes.
Also, you guys in the summer, some of the beaches around here, you test the beaches. What are you testing the beaches for?
E. coli bacteria. So we have interns or sanitarians go out every 2 weeks and bring us, between Memorial Day to Labor Day, they bring us beach samples.
Is the E. coli, I mean, I know it can be from a lot of different things, but is that normally actually from natural causes, the wildlife and stuff that does that?
Yes. So
are geese a big problem with that?
Yeah. So years of heavy rain, that's when we see our higher numbers.
And so like Lake Michigan, when I'm out there swimming and they've got the fecal grease ball warnings out there, and it's out there, and all of a sudden the next day they say, oh, okay, it's okay. Don't the fecal grease balls probably just sink to the bottom? You're still going to walk in them when you're out there? But E. coli, I mean, is it just a matter of time that it slowly dissipates in the water and it comes to safe levels?
Yeah, so we do a shallow and a deep sample. So we're going to both areas and testing to make sure it's out of the whole area, pretty much.
Do you get to get out of the lab much and go out there and do any of that field stuff? Or are you pretty much in the lab?
I'm pretty much stuck in the lab.
So you do water samples, you do beach samples, mosquitoes we talked about. What anything else that you guys handle at the lab?
We actually do wastewater samples. So in our county, about 3,300 individuals actually have their own mechanical system.
Septic, something like that?
Yes, their own little septic that would discharge above ground. So we have two samplers that go out every day and bring us samples from them, and they test them at least twice a year. If the samples aren't within the state's regulations, we actually put them on complaint, and our sanitarians test them monthly.
And that is mandatory testing.
That is, yeah.
Now, let's go back to the water testing for a private well. For somebody to bring that in, what is the charge to get that water tested?
A bacteria test is $20, and a nitrate is $18. They would have to come to our laboratory, or we have an office in East Branch in Moni, and we have one in Bolingbrook at our facility there that they can pick up the bottles at, and they would need our sterile bottles and our requisition form.
I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but if somebody has a system like that comes back with bacteria, What's the rectification on that? Is there chemicals they put in there to fix it, or
you need to chlorinate your well? You can either call a company to do it, or we actually give out instructions.
Oh.
We have them on our website also. So we recommend chlorinating, waiting 3 to 5 days, and then bringing the sample back to us to test again.
West Nile is something. By the way, we're speaking with Tricia Coutts. Yes. Coutts, I got it. She's the lab coordinator of Will County Health Department for the Environmental Lab. We're talking about the different services they got, and you guys are going to start getting into the busy season here as the spring fires up and everything. When you guys are out and about, do you staff up? You mentioned a lot of interns. Do you guys staff up pretty good with a lot of interns in the summer?
We try. We try to get about 3 to 4 interns every summer. One will run our beach program, our pool program, and a couple for West Nile.
When you interned there, what were your duties when you interned
there? I actually worked in the laboratory, so I helped with testing. I set up, I made media, I made the chemicals. So we look for people to help with that, too.
It's now, if people want to have their water tested, you mentioned there's some supplies they got to pick up. What do they think? Online, or they stop down at the lab? How do they do that?
They would need to stop in at the lab, and we would give them the bottles, requisition form, and explain to them how to take the sample and how to bring it back to us. It has to be brought back within 24 hours of them taking it.
Did you mention a recommendation on how often you would recommend they test their water?
We usually say every 6 months to a year. Even if they're not drinking it and you're buying water, you're still brushing your teeth with it. You're bathing. And if you have children, you know when they bathe, they're putting it in their mouths. You're washing your fruit with it. So even, like I said, if you're buying bottled water, we still recommend testing your well.
West Nile, you know, it seems like now, I don't know how long it's been, we've heard about it for a long time. Is that something that is more prevalent now than it was, say, 15, 20 years ago, or do we just hear about it more now? Is it something that's progressively gotten more common?
I would say so, probably. I know we keep testing for it, so we know where to larvicide.
And is that, for the most part, transmitted from birds to mosquitoes? Is that the one that goes birds to mosquitoes, or how does that get transmitted?
Yes, and then the mosquitoes would bite us, and that's how we get it.
And what are some of the possible symptoms that somebody could have, or the outcome that somebody could have if they have West Nile?
Usually it's flu-like symptoms, but some people will, especially if you're immunosuppressed or elderly, you could be hospitalized for it. It could be severe.
And then you guys do announce when you find a sample that's positive for West Nile, you announce in that area. Is there anything then, I mean, would that pretty much be contaminated for the rest of the season, or not necessarily? If you find a mosquito sample in one area of Will County, do you consider that pretty much a hotspot for the rest of the summer, or just continue testing?
We continue testing, yes. We continue testing our traps. As soon as they're full, we have our interns running out every week to check them. When they're full, they bring them back in.
And I know in the past, I don't know if this is every summer, but dead birds. If somebody in Will County finds a dead bird, are they supposed to do anything, notify you or anything?
They are supposed to let us know. We have a bird hotline. They can call the health department.
Ooh,
environmental
the
health.
Bird hotline. Yes. I like that.
And we do send so many birds a year to the state, and they actually do the testing there to see if the bird is contaminated with West Nile virus.
Now, I assume if you find one, like, squished on the road, you don't necessarily need to call that in. We're just
trying to
laying in the middle of the yard,
sure,
dead.
It looks like, yes,
yeah,
it was natural
just
death.
Dead.
It's
okay.
Not, neck isn't cracked. It doesn't look like it ran into anything.
All right, Tricia. Well, thanks so much for coming in. It's good to be a busy season. Very appreciated. It's 1340 WJOL. It is the Kevin Collins Show.